set the bar. I never try to work it out. We just lit the fire, and now you wanna put it out. You gave it all you got, and what you've got is not a lot. Why don't you hand it over? Time is up, you've had your shot. Together once again, disasters in the end, it's like a default. You thought you'd made the grade, all you made would start to fade. We threw it in the fire, it's better than it not be made. You just run together, didn't seem to have the heart. Wheels are coming off now, knew that it would fall apart. Take one for the team, you're a cog in the machine, it's like a default. It's like a default. You missed the starting gun for everything you've ever done. You took part in the race, but disappeared without a trace. You thought you'd set the bar, I never tried to work it out. We just lit the fire, and now you wanna put it out. Forget about the cause, press rewind and stop and pause. It's like a default.
Shy away behind those hostile lines. I read between them. jump, just shoot me to the ground. Flick the switch and watch it all around. Let's get out before the whole thing goes. Press the button now and drop it on this song. Took all you had and stripped me to the bone. Don't slam the door, may not be the real. Took a chance on you and it's time to ring the bell.
You are listening to Sup World Radio on the 20th of March on the lovely CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was the lovely UK band Django Django, and the songs were Default and War. I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing Vinny, the head boy of that band, in Seattle yesterday. Is they didn't make it to Vancouver, so I drove 3 hours, interviewed them, and then drove back immediately following. Totally worth it, though. I got to see part of their soundcheck, and Vinny was a total delight to be around. That interview will be coming up in the show a bit later. Also on today's show, I have a new music project called Gracie Film. And we just recorded one song in my living room in 2 takes the other day. So, not sure. I'm not entirely sure why I'm going to play it for everyone, but but I'm going to anyway. The song's called Golden Room, and I'll play it later on the show, as well as the Django Django interview. And I thought it would only be appropriate if the first band I ever interviewed was when I was 14. I interviewed Vampire Weekend for my high school's newspaper. I sent an email and got one immediately back saying that they would love to do that. And I reacted like any 14-year-old girl would. The interview is totally excruciating, but it's, I think, the reason why I'm able to interview bands now. You just name drop them all the time, really. They don't need to know how awkward and horrifying it was. I'm exaggerating only a little bit, though. So they have a new lyric and video up. Official lyric video is what it's being called on YouTube. The song is called Step, and it's off their album that's coming out pretty soon. They'll be playing Squamish Festival this summer, so if you want to see them, you should go to do that. Go buy a ticket to that. This song is called Step by Vampire Weekend, brand new. Released 2 days ago, I think. So here it is on Sup World Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. We're back, I used to front like Andrew at Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll own New York with champagne and disco, tapes to Medley / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda, your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's a love, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest man.
She's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Still, conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks who would laugh when they saw us together, but they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Aster, snow falling slow to the sound of the master.
The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What she on about? I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my bones. I'm strong enough, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for you. Age is an honor to stand out the truth. We saw the stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet.
Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my door.
You just heard immediately. Oh, sorry, you're back on Subworld Radio 101.9 FM. What you just heard was a song. That last one was by myself, Allie, and my very kind, and very talented friends, Tom and Blake, helped me with all the arrangements and everything. More stuff from that should be out soon, too. It's called Gracie Film, and the song was called Golden Room, and it was recorded in my golden room, aka my living room, in my house. Before that, you heard Living Room by Grouper, God Love Her. That's from her newest release, The Man Who Died in His Boat. But I'm pretty sure that song was from a session from 2008. I don't think those are new, but yeah, speaking of new, right before that was a Vampire Weekend song, the brand new one called Step, that's off their album coming out soon, and they'll be playing at Squamish Festival in August, and you should go, because they are very lovely live. Next song I'm going to play, first I'm going to play an advertisement for the lovely Sprouts located on the UBC campus. They're awesome, you should go there, but after that, I'm going to play a song by Cave Singers, and if you want to win tickets to their show on May 2nd, you can call in any time during this song, 604-UBC-CITR, and you can tell me, skill testing question, if you call in and tell me your favorite Simpsons character, you can win a pair of tickets to the Cave Singers May 2nd. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Call in with your favorite Simpsons character and you can win a pair of tickets. The song is called All Land Crabs and Divinity Ghosts. But before that, here is a little bit of an ad, and then later on in the show, I'll do my interview with Django Django. Farewell.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
embarrassed. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Good advice from Nardwar all the time. You are listening to Sept World Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. What you just heard was a song by the lovely band Cave Singers. That album or the album before it was recorded at our very own studio here, The Hive. They're always cranking out good music, including Trapandroid's last album and the one before it. Also recorded there, among a million others. If you want to win tickets to the Cave Singers show on May 2nd, all you have to do is call me at 604-CUBC-CITR and tell me who your favorite Simpsons character is, and you can get on the guest list with a plus one to the Cave Singers show on May the 2nd. Coming up now is recently, for a very long time, I've been thoroughly obsessed with the show Girls. It features one of the best TV show soundtracks of all time. I'm going to play a song from the first season soundtrack. It's by the band The Echo Friendly, and the song is called Same Mistakes. And then after that, I'm going to play... it's a band from Toronto that one of my friends in Toronto was involved with, but the whole thing is quite a mystery to me. I don't really know who this person is, but they've just released an entire EP on Bandcamp. It's 12 songs, I think. And, yeah, the recommendation is that you listen to them all in a row, but I'm definitely not going to do that. If you go to censorstatic.com, it's like a really, really, really lovely album. You should go listen to it and maybe even pay money for it. Wow, that'd be cool, right? Yeah, it's really sweet. So I'll be playing the song Drawn Blood off Censor Static's EP, Our Timing. And but before that, I'll play the song Same Mistakes by the Echo Friendly from the Girls soundtrack. That show, man. Anyway... yeah, if you want tickets to Cave Singers, just call 604-UBC-CITR and tell me who your favorite Simpsons character is. You're listening to Sept World Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. Here is the Echo Friendly.
I make the same mistakes, feels like I never learn. Always give way too much for little in return. I haven't changed a bit, I'm still not over it. I make the same mistakes, I make the same mistakes. I never did grow up, feels like I never will. My friends are all adults, I'm still
23rd at Fortune Sound Club. Kitty Pride, a rare unicorn rapper traipsing across the rainbows of the blogosphere with special guests Young Braised, Lady Friend, and DJ Woe Bangs. Tickets available at High Life, Zulu, DIPT, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR.
Taylor Swift, 45 on my hip, and I'll lift up a switch up hip hop with a riff dap piff. No downloads, cause I am not gifted.
Hey, you are listening to Sup World Radio on 101.9 CITRFM. What you just heard was White Poppy from the EP I Had a Dream, or album, one might say. The song was called Wishing and Wondering, and then before that, was a gentleman named Patrick from Toronto, and his song called Drawn Blood off a really lovely album called Our Timing, which is available on the internet to download. It's on censorstatic.com. It's really, really nice. The whole concept is that you're supposed to listen to it from beginning to end, and it's quite lovely. And then before that was the Echo Friendly with Same Mistakes, featured on The Greatest Show on Television, Girls. Up next, speaking of girls, is perhaps my favorite girl anything of this year thus far, which is Solange, Beyonce's younger sister. She is totally dope. The songs I'm about to play, or the song is called Lovers in the Parking Lot, and she was just on, what was it, David Letterman, and she was a total dream. She had, like, 14-year-old girl backup singers. They were all in, like, really nice, like, 70s outfits. It was adorable. YouTube it. So, yeah, the song I'm about to play is called Lovers in the Parking Lot, and it's by Solange. And then after that, who knows? Here it is on Sup World Radio 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. back on Sup World Radio on 101.9 CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was the lovely Solange, who is Beyonce's sister, with her song Lovers in the Parking Lot. She's a total dream, so there you go. Also after that was Beach House with the song Bloom. No, just kidding, off the album Bloom with the song Myth. Ha. Yeah, if you haven't seen the new music video for that, you should get right on it. Featuring the guy from Twin Peaks, lip-syncing the entire song, and he fully commits to it. 100% there. He is almost better than the original. That might be a stretch. But yeah, it's super cool. You should totally watch it. Up next, I'm going to play Mambo Sun by T-Rex. I've been going through a really big T-Rex phase recently, and the last two records I've bought have both been his. So gonna play that, and then I'm gonna play a song called Sleep Paralysis off the brand new Youth Lagoon album, which is a total treat. A total treat, that album is. It's called Wondrous Bug House, and he's coming at the end of May, and I couldn't possibly be more excited. Interviewed him last time he was in town, and it was just, yes, a total treat, as I said. So, yeah, right now I'm going to play Mambo Sun by T-Rex, followed by Sleep Paralysis by Youth Lagoon, and then after that I'm going to play my interview with the charming Vinny of the UK band Django Django that I did in Seattle yesterday. So please stay tuned on Supworld 101.9 FM on CITR.
You beneath the beat, bop, move. Thank you.
Yay! You're listening to Subworld Radio on CITR 101.9, and you just heard Sleep Paralysis off the new Youth Lagoon album, which is lovely. Before that, you heard Mambo Sun by T-Rex, and up now is my interview with Vinny from Django Django. They released their album in 2012. It was a self-titled release. It was crazy good. It was like one of those records that you put on when your friends are over, and like consistently, no matter who's in the room, everyone's like, holy shit, what is this? And it is a crazy good record. And they played in Seattle last night. They didn't come up here, but they played the Neptune Theater. And I got the chance to interview the head boy from the band and talk about sort of the method behind their madness with the album. And it was a total treat. So I'm going to first play Life's a Beach by the band, and then I'm going to play my interview with the band, and then play some more lovely music for you. You're listening to Subworld Radio on CITR, and this is Django Django Life's a Beach, followed by my interview with them at the Neptune Theater in Seattle yesterday. Farewell. Nail what influences you guys have used,
yeah,
and try to like be accurate at that, but no one seems to like do it very well,
yeah, yeah,
or do it justice, because I think you guys are sort of a hard band to put in a genre,
yeah,
original.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that sort of works to your advantage now that it's such a new
sound?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, we didn't really know what it was, you know, in terms of, well, it was, we didn't start out thinking, let's do a kind of hybrid thing. It just naturally kind of came to us where it was just like a whole, it was just hard to kind of, you know, the origin of a song might have had a kind of rockabilly kind of vibe to it. So we just kind of went with that. But somehow, through whatever percussion means, it always got kind of morphed with something else.
Right.
I don't think we would have wanted to do like classic rockabilly track. We'd always kind of try to twist it a little bit. But yeah, just, and then we would just kind of work on each track as a kind of little world and finish, you know, like for 3 months, and you'd just do that. And then you'd move on to the next track, and you didn't really want to do a kind of rockabilly track. You wanted to do something, you know, a kind of, you know, kind of more gentle kind of song, or something that was more synth based. So it just kept, it seemed like it, we would just react to the last song we would
do,
and that was, it just kept it kind of fresh for us. But in terms of, yeah, we try not to kind of think about it
Too
much, just go with what, if it feels kind of good to us, then we just kind of do it.
I work at a record shop, and whenever we played your album, there was sort of like this, holy shit, what is this? Like every time we played it.
Oh, it was wild.
Did you ever know, like when you were writing the album, did you know that you were like creating something that was really new to know?
Not really. I mean, I suppose we just think about ourselves that we're like a little cube in a big stack, you know, of like, and, you know, we weren't really going out to kind of, I mean, I don't think it's, for us, it's not, there's nothing really that revolutionary in terms of, it's amalgamates a lot of different sounds in terms of like, we love a lot of disco or like acid house, we like a lot of folk, we like a lot of, you know, like kind of Italo disco kind of stuff, but, and I don't know, it just seemed to, I suppose like most people, like you don't only watch one movie genre, you know what I mean? Oh, well, some people do just watch like zombie or something, and that's their thing, but like most people have a bit of a, you know, a hangover kind of movie, or a movie for if you really want to be like kind of intellectually kind of stimulated. So it's kind of like music. I would hope that I would always think that people have a big variety of stuff that they like, and then when you write music, it's only natural to draw down upon all the different things that you kind of like somehow, sort of, hopefully, sort of subconsciously.
Was that like a thing from like your youth where you just like listened to a whole bunch of kind of music and then it kind of,
I suppose,
sparked it?
Yeah, I suppose as we went through our, like, you know, so we would have started with like a lot of Beatles stuff when we were like 10 or 12, you know, that's kind of what I listened to for like 2 years, and then kind of, you know, hardcore rave came along with stuff like The Prodigy and stuff, so we all kind of went to, and our, well, we weren't kind of old enough to get, but we, all our kind of sisters and cousins and stuff were giving us tapes, and so we were all into that, and there would be underage kind of discos where it was just like 190, 200 BPM, you know, kind of stuff, and then Nirvana came along and you get into that, and then Breakbeat came along, you know, so you just kind of grow up with like a lot of stuff, and then you find out about genres that potentially you didn't, that were before your kind of time, or maybe you wouldn't have been kind of exposed to it in your environment or whatever. So I don't know, we just kind of went, it was just like, it wasn't like, it was just a kind of continual learning thing, and at the end, then you've got, you know, you kind of know a fair amount about different kind of stuff that you're into.
Was there a specific album that sort of made you want to start writing music? Going from listening to writing?
Probably not. Probably not one particular album. I suppose, I mean, like, say, like me and Dave, and I suppose the rest of them as well, I mean, I basically listen to the Beatles, like, every day with nothing else, you know, like, uninterrupted. Just, and try to, like, figure out what they were doing and how that sounded so good. And
such
and
a like, gateway band.
Exactly. But, like, just trying to figure out how did they construct all that and how did they, just how did they do it, you know, like, and I suppose you're invariably kind of researching it and sort of trying to break it down into its components of how, why it works. And how all the melody lines are really complex and how Courtney does one type of way but Lennon does another. And, you know, then you've got, and then it kind of invariably draws you into loads of, like, the Birds and Cream and, you know, then you get into a big kind of 60s psych thing where it's, you know, you went more obscure, so by the time you're, like, 14, you know actually quite a lot about sort of 60s. You've gone in a weird route.
Beatles took you to different genres altogether. Your album's sort of a bit of a journey of sorts, like a
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say passport rock, but right. like... You sort
passport,
of started
passport rock. Never heard.
That's such a. You sort of start in one place and yeah. you end up kind of back where you started.
Yeah.
Was the sort of journey that you take on the album? What ideally would you want
it
that
was about,
journey
about,
to be?
I mean, I suppose we didn't really think about it. Like it was really, it was only maybe when we had seven, eight
yeah.
songs that we were like. Because but we all were kind of well, I was a bit worried. You know, everybody's going to think this is kind of all over the place, but. And so we weren't, there wasn't a grand plan.
Even still,
yeah, I mean,
needs to be all over the place
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I suppose, I mean, it happens, I suppose, in the way you track list an album.
Mm-hmm.
That's your kind of, your opportunity to kind of make the journey.
Right.
But when you're in it, I think it's difficult to kind
yeah.
of pre...
Take yourself out of it.
Well,
yeah.
pre kind of think it, because you just don't really know what the
right.
next track you're going to write is.
Yeah.
So, I suppose, in some ways, all the songs are invariably escapist in some
mm-hmm.
form or another, which I suppose is that, maybe that journey leads kind of to that journey. And then you've got, like, Skies Over Cairo, which is quite,
yeah.
you know, this kind of Arabic kind
mm-hmm.
of past, you know, slightly, like, generic Greek sort of Arabic kind of thing. And then, I don't know, it's, I think, yeah, generally they were all just... had an element of escapism just because to get remove yourself from London and your kind of work in the pub.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, we never really wanted to sit down and write a kind of kitchen sink.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
drama, you know, like dad's in the bathroom, you
awesome.
Know.
Like, that'd have been excellent.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, it just, it was a bit of a accident, but I suppose in the track listing we had an opportunity to, I suppose the intro, introduction and the
mm-hmm.
bop were probably the only ones we thought, well, there, that's the intro
yeah.
sorted. It didn't look like at one point it was quite an undertaking to do the intro. Because like, it's got pace change and
yes.
it's got a lot, you know, to stitch it all
later.
Together
yeah.
and to get to make it like they've worked really hard at it. And I think that was just, that was important for us to have that at the beginning as a kind of like a lead in. It's almost
yeah.
like a set the scene.
Exactly.
So, and then towards, I suppose, Silver Rays. At the end, just kind of stops abruptly, and we were like, "That's quite a good way to just go down."
Yeah, that's sweet.
You know, so with yeah, two like bookends kind of thing.
I was watching an interview with you guys. So you did like sort of a track by track.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys
that's
put
right.
like a whole bunch of like narrative and like detailed story structure.
Yeah.
In songs that people otherwise wouldn't even.
Yeah.
Perhaps know it's there.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, they're like a little. Nods to
yeah.
certain things are. I mean, I suppose we quite like. Normally, the lyrics would come from, just basically me and Dave kind of sitting down and having a beer and kind of getting half pissed and kind of
yeah.
sort of shooting stuff back forward. And normally, I would say kind of gobbledygook, and he would kind of try to make sense of what where the direction of it was,
mm-hmm.
and then we would just kind of layer up a bit of complexity
mm-hmm.
where maybe. You thought it was talking about one thing, but there was a little bit of a, you know, maybe it was
yeah.
just our kind of fun of having, you know, having a bit of fun with it, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I find that they're, like, either, like, very specifically about something that if you rethink about it, it could be something very broad as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, I suppose, like, War is quite...
it's, like, the greatest song of the year. I'm not even just saying that.
Oh, cheers.
Like, you, like, that song's fucking crazy.
Oh, brilliant. No, cheers. No, it's good fun to play. I mean, a lot of that kind of stuff when we wrote it, we were like, "Oh, this is quite, this isn't really like anything we have done." But I think we were always kind of thinking about playing live because we were playing loads of like parties and kind of warehouses in London at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's okay to write stuff like "Love's Dark,"
mm-hmm.
but invariably we wanted people to kind of be dancing and
right, exactly.
you know and just kind of lose themselves a bit. So it was good to have things like that, and Skies Over Cairo was probably one of those ones where it was written almost for a use,
yeah.
rather than a, you know, it was written to kind of like break people out of like, right, you know, them considering what's cool,
yeah.
you know, like a kind of garage band, come on, I'm doing something, it was kind of like really weird to kind of just clear the barrier in
yeah,
a way,
exactly.
to sort of think, what the hell is this?
And then everyone
yeah.
getting initially drawn
yeah,
to the
yeah,
stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, cool. they were all kind of little sort of measures to kind of get people engaged, I suppose.
Sweet, that's awesome. Mm. Did you, like, when you're now doing world tour, a lot of the sort
world,
of...
World tour sounds pretty, yeah.
World tour.
Sounds quite...
A world tour.
Aerosmith, the world tour.
That's awesome, because you like the tour shirts and
exactly.
The dates.
Nice. We have to name it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, what would you name your world tour?
Probably, I've been eating a lot of hamburgers
really
recently,
spot. Yeah.
So, the Whopper.
Nice, and you get sponsored.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect,
this
looks great.
Yeah.
You're now sort of playing the areas that a lot of the sounds in your album are native to. Do you find there's a different reaction depending on where you're playing?
Yeah, I think it's been weird. It has been quite... certain songs go down over here, like quite, you know, what people pick up on certain songs, like Fire Water's got a kind of bluesy element to it, and that seems to be quite a popular one, where in Holland or Belgium it's got like a big dance,
yeah,
you know, like, or in France, which is like a real big heritage and like synths, you know, like Jean-Michel Jarre and Air,
yeah,
and Daft Punk and that kind of stuff, they go far straight to like waveforms or anything,
yeah,
with a really big kind of something kind of, so I don't know, it seems, I suppose it is interesting, yeah. And then if we ever go to Egypt,
I was gonna say,
yeah exactly. Oh, I don't know if they would they probably think it's really insulting, like, I don't know,
yeah,
but
this is very authentic.
Get shoes thrown at it.
That'd be,
but,
cool,
yeah,
so. Sweet. I heard like a snippet of an interview where you briefly mentioned recording in the Highlands. True,
yeah,
or false?
True. Yes, we Dave's family are from the Highlands, so he's got a family cottage up on the coast, and it's like in the middle of nowhere. So
did the cabin fever kind of help?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's, you can't quite tell if anything you're doing is completely just ridiculous in a good or bad way, and it's only really when you when you come out of that environment and you go back down to London and then you play it again, you go, this is completely shit. there was lots of...
No one really seems to like the album.
No, but I mean, like, there was loads of stuff we did up there that just turned out to be absolutely bonkers, kind of. They don't sell... Well, they do have vegetables and stuff, but they do have... They're few and far between. It's, like, normally, like, black blood, kind of, like...
Yeah.
You know, what's it called?
Blood sausage. Yeah.
You know, so you're kind of getting this kind of meat.
Beer
fever.
And blood sausage.
Yeah. So, you get down to London, get a salad, and then you're
then you listen to it again, like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Your brain cells start moving up again.
Sweet. A young Scottish lad came into my place of work saying that he had seen you guys live, and unanimously the whole shop of where I work was wondering what the show was like.
Right.
And he said there was like a really good mix of like being true to the album while also applying like new sounds. How do you like, how have the songs changed from like the beginning of the tour to now?
Where
you're at now?
They have, well, I suppose every tour we do, we try to kind of, we try to assess what didn't work, and we're also, because we've only got one album, we want to make it kind of a decent night, you know. So because like it's not worse than doing like and bang on an hour and then everybody booing, you know, because you've said it's
who
the last song.
Who boos anymore?
Well, you would be surprised.
People boo.
Well, like
so rude.
If we're saying the last song, I mean, I suppose it's a
that's
nice
like
thing.
A compliment.
It's like it's better than just going yeah.
It's like better than the first song they do. The last song's.
Yeah, doing it when you're normally saying like, you know, this is the last one.
Yeah.
So they're you know, hopefully they're not booing.
No,
you know,
I don't think so.
So yeah, I think we've kind of and we're quite into, there's loads of the tracks that, you know, we've done like B kind of like re-edits.
Yeah.
Of the B side, so that's an opportunity to kind of bolt on some of the kind of weirder beat, you know, kind of re-edit. Stuff at the end of a track or have a breakout section. So we've kind of just filled it out and kind of got them a bit more interactive and just got it a bit, I suppose, well, it's fun for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully it's something a bit surprising for the audience. So yeah, that's the kind of, we kind of still try to keep doing that.
Yeah, for your sanity
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is all. Thank all you right, so cool. much.
Yeah, cheers.
What a delight.
All right, cheers.
Yay. When's the show start? Was my interview with the lovely Vinny of the awesome UK band Django Django, who played in Seattle yesterday evening. They did not come up here, but I went down to go see them, and it was a total treat. Hopefully they'll make it up here soon, but I don't know. So under all that was tracks off their album, their self-titled album Django Django that came out 2012, but not even a year ago, and they're already on this huge tour. That's it, folks. That's it for Subworld this week. It's been a total treat, and I'm gonna play you guys out with two lovely bands from right here in Vancouver, Bank Robber and Village, with the tracks Nowhere and don't know how to say the other track. One of those things that everyone reads, and then when some person tries to say it out loud, everyone makes fun of them, so not gonna do it. But yeah, Bank Robber and Village up next. That was my interview with Django Django on Subworld Radio 101.9 FM. See you next week. This is Village with Nowhere.